What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And welcome back to the program on your Thursday afternoon. Glad to have you. Well, President Trump was touring the new Fed building that they've been working on for a while now. He was there with Senator Tim Scott. Yes, we can call off the search for the missing Senator Tim Scott. He was there at the new Fed building with Jerome Powell and President Trump today. And they were talking about the cost of the building. Now, they keep talking about how this is a $2.5 billion complex, and that's exactly what it is. It is a massive complex. So President Trump pointed out to Jerome Powell that the actual cost was more than $2.5
billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Yeah, it just came out.
Arno said it about 3.1 as well.
3.1,
3.2. This came from us?
Yes. I don't know who does that.
Now, you're including the Martin renovation. You just added
our entire capital plan.
Yeah, you just added in a third building is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
So he's like, no, that was built 5 years ago. But, you moron, it was part of the overall complex. We're talking about the total cost of renovating the Fed, now sitting, even including, you know, if you were putting, maybe you're putting a new, I don't know, back deck on your house, and you were talking about all of the renovations that you made and how much it cost. So how much that deck cost? Well, this deck was about $5,000. Yeah, how much have you spent on renovations on your home? Well, it was about $5,000. Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Didn't you just add another porch on the side? Yeah, but we did that years ago. It still counts as the overall renovation cost. Jerome Powell was trying to, oh, no, that happened. That was a long time ago. It still counts. That's the total amount. And guess who's paying for this? Now, remember, they keep talking about how the Fed is a private entity. Well, if you're a private entity, why are you using taxpayer dollars for these renovations? And by the way, this is going to be one luxurious complex. It's going to be amazing. How much money is the Fed taking in? Well, the answer to that is plenty. So good job for Donald Trump for pointing that out right to his face. I love when he does that. I really do. So good for him. Good for him. Well, Senator Roger Marshall was talking today over on Newsmax about Hillary Clinton. Listen to what he said.
Minimal impact on the election. And Barack says, oh, no, let's change that narrative. Let's go out there and delegitimize the election and tell the American people that Russia interfered with the election. Otherwise, how in the world could Hillary Clinton be beaten? Never mind that she was on tranquilizers at the time and to her wits end and was craving for all the power she can get. Look, again, this is the threat to democracy. This is the truth that democracy when the President of the United States weaponizes the entire intelligence agency and the legacy media against the future President of the United States, the duly elected future President of the United States.
Yeah. And he's absolutely right. Here's Hillary Clinton out there. It was a laundry.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
List of problems from with Hillary Clinton. I knew it was a lot. Talking about major, major things. Let's see if we can find this here. Oh, where is it? Because you see, the Russians, with the hacking of the DNC, they found out that Obama and some of the members of, you know, the Democrat Party, that they were worried about Hillary Clinton's quote-unquote extraordinarily alarming health problems and how they could have serious negative effects. And they kept this in strictest confidence. They didn't want anybody to know about it. Anybody. So let's see. Here we go. All right. The SVR, the Russian intelligence, possessed communications that Clinton was suffering from intensified psycho-emotional problems, including uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness. Clinton was placed on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers, and while afraid of losing, she remained obsessed with a thirst for power. They also add information that Clinton suffered from type 2 diabetes, ischemic heart disease, deep vein thrombosis, and chronic pulmonary disease. Beauty. This woman's a walking time bomb. We all knew, though. We all knew when she was going through all those coughing jags and all of that stuff. We knew that there was an issue with Hillary. Everybody was talking about it. I mean, everybody on the right, not everybody. The folks on the left kind of kept it quiet because they were told to. Completely. So, heavy tranquilizers. Hey, Charlie, tranquilizers explained that silly giggle. Remember that? Remember that fake, horrible laugh that she would have? Oh, my goodness. That was absolutely horrible. Charlie, Tim Scott is up there with Graham as a rhino voting yes to send $38 billion to Ukraine. In some ways, I just look at Tim Scott as just a do-nothing senator. When's the last time he's made headlines? When's the last time? I mean, I don't see. He's never been a firebrand. And where Tim Scott really lost me was when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. Was Tim Scott outraged? Was he angry at the weaponization of the FBI? No, he wasn't. He went on Fox News and he said, "Let's see how this plays out." What do you mean, let's see how this plays out? Why don't we come ramshack your home looking for goodness knows what and then just see how it plays out? That to me is when I went, well, there you go. Done with that. Hey, Charlie, it's time to raid Obama's mansion. What would you find there? Oh, by the way, some of the other things that we're finding out about Obama. Remember the chef that drowned out in Martha's Vineyard, where the Obamas have a home in one of the lily-whitest neighborhoods in America? Remember the chef? And all of the headlines were that the Obamas were not home at that time? Well, looks like that's not true. He was home. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.